We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Preseason games, we just want a medical reason why it makes sense to do that this year and to fly around on games that don't count in the standings. That's why our board of reps unanimously voted that we shouldn't have preseason games this year, because we're focused on trying to get through the whole season. And by not having preseason games, it moves us to that training camp schedule. And we saw this coming out of the lockout. We saw huge spikes in injuries when guys came back and went right back into football activity. We are in a worse spot physically than we were out of the lockout, because though in both situations, team facilities were shut down, this year, private gyms were also shut down for a period of time. So guys weren't able to train like they were even in that year that we saw the injury spikes.
Cleveland Browns center J.C. Treader, he's the NFLPA president. He was on Golic and Wingo this morning talking about some of the concerns that players do have in coming back. And Christian, you mentioned it. Don mentioned it as well, talking about some of these guys, you know, during this quarantine. Remember, gyms are shut down, right? Not everybody's out there working out. J.C. Treader actually wrote this article, Prioritizing a Player Safety in a Pandemic. One of the things he mentioned in here, and I would imagine these numbers, haven't quite seen these numbers around other leagues, but he brings up talking about injuries and returning to play after an unusually long period away. He says, following an extended break after the 2011 lockout, injuries increased by 25%. Achilles injuries more than doubled, and hamstring strains were up 44%. So it's, you know, maybe we should be, I don't know, talking more about like the other leagues that started up and have stopped for 3 or 4 months, and this could come as well, because it's not like the NFL season ended in February. It hasn't been altered yet, other than, say, OTAs, but being able to work out on your own at gyms that you're accustomed to working out, doing things you're accustomed to doing, maybe you won't be as ready for camp. But those are some pretty interesting numbers. I mean, injuries up 25%, Achilles more than doubled, and hamstrings up 44%.
See, to me, what this article was on the NFLPA website, which I just happened to look on when I saw him on, what is it, Mike and Mike, or the soon-to-be something else, Keyshawn and something. They're reworking their whole deal. That's another story for another time. But in this article, you know, we were talking about how contentious it can get. And what does it look like? Because we saw what it looked like in Major League Baseball. And this goes to what Don was talking about, and here it is. Because as a preventative measure during the COVID-19 pandemic, the NFLPA and NFL formed a joint committee of doctors, trainers, and strength coaches to develop protocols designed to bring players up to full speed in a healthy way when they return. Sounds pretty good. Tell me if you think this sounds familiar. There's the next line in this article. The NFL initially accepted and implemented the joint committee's suggestions. Now, different wording, but the trigger there for me is initially accepted. So they initially accepted the joint committee's suggestions, including items like no joint practices and no fans at training camp. However, the NFL was unwilling to follow the joint committee's recommendations of a 48-day training camp schedule, despite the experts' recommendations that they actually brought into the play. So what this tells me is that the NFL was willing, just like Major League Baseball, to do whatever it took, at least optic-wise, to show that they were interested and willing to take your health into consideration until it affected their bottom line. Once it started affecting their bottom line, no, well, that's not important anymore. Suddenly, keeping safe distance isn't important. It's important and it's good, and we're on board as long as we don't take away all the games. And then they couldn't give him a reason why. So to me, you know, Don doesn't think it's going to be that contentious. He thinks he's doing a very political route there. But
what
I
do you think?
I think the NFL players will get everything they want.
Well, this is the first offer, right? 35%.
I don't even know if it's an offer. I don't think they're going to be willing to do, to me.
You start at 35, it's not going to stay there. It's obviously, but it might be 20.
Well, here's the thing, though. Just because they decide to start at 35 doesn't mean that that's where you should have started. Like, I feel like they're starting at 35 because they want 20.
Owners essentially in baseball started at 50.
Yeah, so to me, it's so similar. So on Monday when we came into work, I'm like, oh no, here it comes. Here it's happening. And then I get a message from you early this morning. You never get up early. Like,
no, actually, I am up early.
It's like 7:30.
I get up every morning early. I just don't always. When I read this, of course, my eyes popped. And I'm like, here we go. What'd you say? Back in April, I had this argument with Lil Earl with Ordway. And, you know, he's one of those, Goodell's different. The NFL is different. They plow through the draft. They plow through free agency. They won't ask for any of these players. No, no, no. Remember that? Let's go back. So,
if you want, this is May 14th. It's exactly what you said.
May 14th.
May 14th.
Wow.
Sports going to have the most difficult time coming back because money is heavily involved in it right now.
These are also the guys that haven't played yet. October, there's no football. The NFL is losing a ton of money. They're gonna ask the football players to take half. Do you think we'd hear from football players like Blake Snell? I can guarantee your ass you're going to get a lot of those types of videos with football players, dumbass football players, Christian, and they're going to be saying the same thing.
I disagree. I'll back football players.
Really?
I think football players are going to have a different approach to it because they know they have very short careers and they don't have guaranteed contracts.
These guys haven't got anything yet.
So why aren't we hearing the NFL players bitching? Why aren't we hearing them?
Who?
NFL players bitching about
because they haven't got any money taken out of there. Did you hear baseball players bitching 2 months ago about money? Let's just save this. And when the NFL, if they ever come to them and say, you know, we want to renegotiate and take percentages of the player's salary, we'll revisit it and we'll see if any NFL players speak out or sit there and say, sure, how much do you want?
All right, we're back live.
Well, let me read you this. Huh. Let me read you.
Jeez, that's what was that? What did you say that was? May?
That was May 14th.
May, June, July.
Seattle Seahawks safety Quandre Diggs chimed in publicly, retweeting the report and commenting, I can't do this. This is the closest way I can do it, in quotes. I want all my chicken. Don't hold of mine. He's not holding. He doesn't want him holding any of his stuff.
Michael Thomas, LOL. Everyone will sit out. Responding to the Pelissero tweet of 35% of player salaries held in escrow. Michael Thomas, LOL. Everyone will sit out and not play until they get their stuff together before we do this. He followed it up. This has to be a joke. Roger and those owners use their billions and put it in escrow or plan accordingly.
Lou, you don't understand. See, the football players, they got a different mentality than you saw baseball players. See,
Drew Rosenhaus.
They would never do it.
Drew Rosenhaus, this is an absurd ask by the NFL. If anything, the players deserve a bonus for playing. Forget about it. It was so predictable that, no billionaire is going to sit there and say, oh, we took a 30% pay cut in revenue. We're not going to lose that money. Oh, you know what? I'll just eat it. I won't ask it from the players. And then he said the players wouldn't bitch about losing money. And he said because of the short careers, which is actually the reason why they are bitching about their money, because they do have short careers and not that much guaranteed cash. This isn't that hard. It was just a matter of time. The NFL is now walking up on stage, and you're going to start hearing players bitch about this and how much money they're going to be paid and safety protocols and whether they don't want to play or not. And we all thought that the NFL was going to just plow through everything. Not a chance in hell.
Well, are you surprised, Lou, that they even asked?
No, I thought they were going to.
Of course they are.
To me,
it's just it's a little bit, I don't know, disrespectful. It's insulting is the better word that I would use. If I'm an active player, middle-of-the-road player, I'll take my career. You know, I made some good money, and then I was just playing for a base salary. But, I was playing. So the money meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
So of all the years of the growth, the success, the multi-year contracts with TV. You've had good year after good year after good year after good year. Suddenly, the 1 year it might, and I use that in quotes, it might not be profitable.
Yeah, well.
You decide, you know what? Hey, everybody's doing it. Like, why don't we ask them? Let's over-ask, too. And then we can sit there and we can play this out in the public and we can have people take sides, right? The 1 year, it might not be profitable. You want the players to eat what you can't recoup. You want them to absorb your loss. You want them to absorb your loss. Even though they're still playing in 16 games, still risking their career, still risking their life every single day, risking injury, you're not willing to do it. And what Don said, okay, so because I want to know exactly about the revenue. Talk about the three buckets and how important the revenue from games, regional games, ticket sales, parking, concessions is, because that's the one area where the NFL owners get the biggest piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm. And so, that's the one area that's going to be hit the hardest.
Yes. So, of course, they're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second, guys. And it's still, even if you really add it all up, it's still, they're still not at a substantial loss like Major League Baseball
was. The difference is... And where it is a little bit different, I'll admit it. You know, because in baseball, it was privatize your gains and socialize your losses, right? Like the owner's sitting there saying, hey, when we're making money, it's all ours. You don't get any of it because they don't have a salary cap. It's not tied into it. So their revenues continue to grow. But when it came down to the losses, it's like, now you want us to take part of your losses? I mean, you're not giving us any of your revenue. And the NFL is a little bit different because the salary goes up as the league's revenue goes up, right? So they are more on the same side of it. But the point is that, you know, Major League Baseball, the players, all they wanted was a fully prorated salary for the amount of games they played. Now, they asked for 114, they asked for 89, they asked for whatever it was. And in the end, they did. For 60 games, they're going to get a fully prorated salary. For every game I play, pay me like I was normally going to get paid. And I got a feeling that the NFL players are going to be saying the same thing. And this thing could get ugly because they're already starting at 35%. I'm playing 16 games. I want to be paid my fully prorated salary for every game I play.
Yeah, to me, this just cracks me up. So I feel like we have this old Tom Brady board. Will he stay? Will he go?
And it's still up.
It's still up, and all the everybody's pick is still up on the board. So I almost feel like we should start a new title for this board, and it needs to be, will they have preseason games or not? Because I think it's 50-50 right now.
Negotiating.
I think it's 50-50 right now. Because if the players are legitimately going to complain and gripe and push the narrative that health and safety is the most important thing, even though I can tell you 80%, 85% of the players in the NFL have been training and working out.
Is the playoffs, they added a team this year or no? They didn't add a team this
year. Yes,
they did
add a team this year. An extra team.
I just wonder where this goes. Like, you want to take money out of my paycheck for every 16 games? I'm not playing a preseason game. You're not going to get those on TV. I'm not doing it. And maybe we revisit the playoff format, just like baseball was. You know, you want this is what we want. Okay, if we're going to agree what you want, then we're not having an expanded playoffs. So you're going to take 35% of my pay, and you're going to expect me to play two preseason games you can put on TV? No, we're not doing
that. See, to me, this is...
You're going
to
take 35% of my pay and add an extra playoff game? No, we don't agree with that either, because it's about player safety. Less games, less chance of developing COVID. So does it turn into a total renegotiation for the way this year is going to look? It might. It might. They might be asking.
Yeah, it's just interesting, though, how it's playing out. I don't think that the players are going to give them anything. If you have 16 games, you take your loss like other businesses.
Do you think
have
the owner's going to go from 35% to zero?
Zero.
No chance.
Listen,
no chance.
Keep this in case we need it in another 2 weeks.
Please do.
I'll be
like
shocked.
Like the $230 million contract from Mahomes.
I'll be shocked if the players give
him
a cent.
He came around eventually, though.
He did come around. We played
10
the extended
seconds later,
version.
I was like, oh wow. Dude.
Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, there is this very strange debate going on. I think I heard it all day on every show going.
Really?
And it's all based on sound of Tommy Curran from last night at NBC Sports. And the question was simple. Would Bill Belichick rather have Pat Mahomes for the next 10, 12 years or Cam Newton at the minimum for one? We'll discuss that when you hear Tom Curran's answer right after the break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On Twitter,
at Lou Berlone.
I obviously agree with Lou.
But what? I don't know what the hell I even said.
Back to OMF.
On WEEI.
If you're Bill Belichick, Curran, would you take Cam Newton at the veteran's minimum, or you take Patrick Mahomes for the next 12 years? You got him for a dozen years, Curran. What would you do?
I would take Cam Newton. And the reason I would do that is because I abhor spending all my money on one spot.
That was Tommy Curran on NBC Sports last night. I can confirm he wasn't drinking.
I was going to say, can you imagine going out with him? He's never putting his hand in his pocket to buy you lunch.
How do you feel about that comment?
I almost feel like it was a produced segment where he was forced to take that point of view. I don't believe him. You have the best quarter. You basically have what looks like the NFL's version of Michael Jordan. And you're not, and he's not overpaid.
Right.
And you're not spending all your money on one guy. He's not taking up 25% of your cap.
No, it's I think
13 first, or 16 or something like
the
that.
The first 4 years, it'll be on average like 15% of your cap. And I think even at its highest, now listen, the problem is you start projecting what the cap could be, right? There's a lot of people that believe that the cap could get to, you know, $300 million by 2025. It could just skyrocket the next 3 or 4 years. Will it now, depending on what the season looks like? You know, will they sit there and again, guys like Mike Lombardi think the cap next year could take a $60 to $80 million hit. Now the thought would be, you know, rather than go from 210 to 230 to 270 to 300, you kind of spread that money out, projecting it gets to 300, so you don't take a huge hit next year. So maybe the cap doesn't go to 300 million 4 or 5 years from now. And he is in that 22-23%. You know, we don't know what that is, but like to me, and I don't know if he's kind of talking about the situation here, because obviously the Pats salary cap, they can't afford Pat Mahomes. But I don't think we should get this thing twisted as far as we're so accustomed to living like Bill Belichick around here. That, you know, we got to find value.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not the way Bill works. And Bill would go get John Simon and Kyle Van Noy and Vrabel and Ninkovich and turn him into this and bring in a running back and Deion Lewis and Malcolm Butler, and he likes value. And I think Bill would look at you and say, what are you, stupid? We're talking about Pat Mahomes. Of course I'd take his ass. And I would build around him because I can still do that stuff you're talking about. I can still go out and find a Deion Lewis and a Rob Ninkovich, and I'm better at finding those players to still put around a superstar. I think it's ridiculous. I think Bill would take Pat Mahomes every single day on that contract rather than Cam Newton for one.
If you want to start and compare it to baseball contracts, I think of, you know, some of these high-dollar figure guys. There's the Mike Trouts of the world who are worth every penny because you signed him when he's super young.
Yeah.
This isn't David Price signing a 10-year deal, a 7-year deal for, you know, $250 million.
Right, the 32-year-old baseball free agent, 31-year-old baseball free agent who gets, like, a beautiful pension plan, even though they already have one. Because at 38, 39, 40, and 41, they're paying him a ridiculous amount of money. It's like it's throwaway. He's going to suck. What's Mahomes, 25 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a no-brainer.
No, it's I don't know what's more of a no-brainer than a no-brainer, but you're right. Because I think of guys, if you signed David Price when he was 25 and gave him that deal, and then he had the career that he had, he showed that he was a badass pitcher, you'd say, wow, by the time he's 34, I mean, I got my money's worth. I'm not sitting here eating cap and then paying a guy that's not even on my roster anymore. So that's why Patrick Mahomes is such a unicorn. He's so unique, and based on his age, what he's accomplished, and what the future looks like. Great organization, a great coaching staff, which seems to have a lot of sustainability with a great fan base. I mean, you'd be stupid not to do it if he was willing to commit to you for 12 years.
So it was actually posed differently in another show where I think Tommy Curran gave more of a reason why he didn't think Bill would like it. Because this one, I think Trenny asked him, and it had to do with Stidham, Cam, or Mahomes at this. This was Tommy Curran last night.
You have to let go of your Gilmores. You have to let go of... You have really tied your hands, and Bill is defensive oriented. He wants a complete team. I think that he would take Newton for this 1 year because he's such a great bargain. Now, their hands are tied against the cap this year, but overall, he doesn't want to get out of whack.
But again, I don't think. Okay, fine. If Cam Newton, Patch, but if you said Cam Newton, Deshaun Watson, I'd say yeah.
I agree.
If you said Cam Newton, anyone Dak else? Prescott, I'd say yeah, okay. They're good, but. This guy, again, looks like he's going to be the Michael Jordan of the NFL.
He's different. He's completely different. You're right. I mean, you know, and this is where the discussion goes into play, where it's just like, you know, I hate that the next quarterback up is the highest paid one. This kid actually deserves it. You know, I don't think Dak should be looking at this deal, or Lamar Jackson. Well, although we'll see. Maybe he has another MVP season. Who knows? Or these other guys, it's like when you see guys like Flacco and Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins getting their money, and even Jimmy G and Matt Ryan, you're sitting there going, okay, what are they? They're good quarterbacks. You know, are any of those guys top five? Like, legit, we know they're top five, right? No. I mean, they might pop in there for a year. This kid's the best quarterback in football. He has been the last two. He's only been playing for two. Like, he's different than everybody else.
And different. And that's why you sit there and you go, okay, is there a player in the league right now that could command this type of money? 4 years, you know, 35 average annual, something like that. $35 million with the option to make it. The only person.
No.
It would be,
it's gotta be a quarterback.
Could be a Russell Wilson type. He's proven himself. He's good. He's not good. He's great. He's going to be good, going to be great for a long period of time. But right now, the next guy to set the market at his position to reset the market, not to reach what he did. I mean, there's a list of guys. George Kittle's a guy that's probably going to reset the market for tight ends. Joey Bosa's another one. Dak, of course. Deshaun, of course. Miles Garrett. Those guys, when they become free agents, will reset the market for their position. Now, will a guy like Jalen Ramsey, another premium position, which is some people would consider the second most important on the football field next to a quarterback, could he get close? No. I don't think so.
No.
Not in real money.
No.
Not okay. Will he get close? Will Jalen Ramsey be able to say, my deal's $12 million, $600 million?
No.
Okay, but it won't be real money.
No. But here's the thing. I think Lombardi even talked about it. I think he wrote an article I was reading earlier in The Athletic where what they'll look at now is they'll say, you know, Pat Mahomes makes 20% more than the next paid quarterback. So if I'm the best corner in football, if I'm Jalen Ramsey and you think he's the best corner in football, I want 20% of the highest contract that's out there right now. I don't even know. It might be Darius Slay recently. It's 16, 17. I don't know what it is. But that's how you set your market at your position. If I'm the best player, Mahomes the best quarterback, he's 20% better than the second best guy. I'm 20% better than the highest corner in football, the highest running back in football, the highest tight end in football. That's what my value is. That's how others can take advantage of this one. But no one's going to sit there and say I'm worth 40 because there's no quarterback.
Yeah, see, I don't even think it's realistic to even use him as a comp. You know, some homes, Beverly Hills on some freaking crazy island, there's not a lot of homes, it's very unique. You sit there and go, okay, I got to figure out what I'm going to price this at till I can sell it. Well, I don't have another home to compare it to at least start the process. So I just got to make up the number. I got to consider what someone would be willing to pay for it. Do people have a lot of money? Do they have a lot of discretionary income? And are they willing to pay for a little bit extra for this little special, unique type of deal?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, very small target. They don't have a lot of people like that. So the house ends up sitting there forever. You lower the price, and then maybe you get somebody interested. But usually it sits there forever. That's what Patrick Mahomes is. He's the unicorn in the room. Don't compare yourself to him. No one's going to do it.
Like there's given the situation now, obviously the Patriots, you know, whatever. I get the thought that, yeah, for $500,000, you got Cam Newton. It's a great bargain. But I don't think we should get confused. I think Bill would take Mahomes all day long. Does anybody
know? All day long.
It was interesting because I don't know if you saw this, but the Greg Hill show in the morning, they put out a poll.
Hey, it's Lou.
And I think it's, it's over 2,000 votes right now. Would you rather have Cam Newton 1 year, $1 million, or Pat Mahomes 12 years, $503,000? And the poll results are 55.4% of the people would rather have Cam Newton for 1 year at $1 million. What is wrong with you people?
Does it smell like dog poop in here to
no,
you?
No, listen, I'm serious that if they took Cam Newton's name out of there, and they put Jared Stidham, the percentage would be higher.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it would be like over 60.
That doesn't make any sense
because
whatsoever.
People are a bunch of sheep. Like whatever uniform you wear, whatever Bill says you feed it, he puts a dog poop in front of you and tells you it tastes good. You think you agree it tastes good. You eat poop for a week because Bill said it. Like you just do whatever the hell he says. You 55% would rather have Cam Newton for a year than Pat Mahomes for 12? What are you, soft? And again, if it was Stidham, it would be higher because you drank so much freaking Kool-Aid. You're pissing. Sky is the best football player in the league. He has been the last couple of years. There isn't a deficit he can't come back from. Down 30, down 24, down 20, whatever. He's coming back and he's winning a football game. He's the greatest show in football right now.
To me, that
you don't
is,
want him?
That is just, they're just, it's almost like they're hypnotized. And somebody just said, hey, you just got a bargain. Look at how great this is. It's a bargain. It's a piece of crap. Yeah, but you got it at a bargain. So somehow there's more value for something that is less attractive because you got it cheap, as opposed to paying top dollar for something that's going to get you through the next 12 years. But, hey, you feel like you're special because you got a deal. But it's a deal of crap. You got a crap deal. You got a crappy deal. I don't even think that's true. So something's got to be going on with that. 1 year of Cam Newton for $1 million.
Or to have Pat Mahomes throughout his career.
You have six more Super Bowls.
No, just call it that way. You get Pat Mahomes for the rest of his career as your quarterback. Well, Cam Newton for one.
Remember
the discussions we would have? Like, would you rather have Tom Brady for like the next 2 or 3 years or Jimmy Garoppolo for 10? I think more people wanted Garoppolo for 10 than Cam Newton.
Flavor of the month.
Or than Tom Brady, rather.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't.
I don't hope for his career or Cam Newton for one. What are
we
doing?
I almost feel like everyone needs to explain the reason why. So if you said, I'll take Cam Newton for 1 year as opposed to Patrick Mahomes, I would like to see your work. Show me your work.
About 1,300 people, roughly. Right around there. 1,300 people would rather have Cam Newton than Pat Mahomes. Smart. You people are smart. Speaking of not smart, let's have some fun with our friend Ken Laird.
Ooh.
When we come back after this, because he wrote this article. 12 reasons why Cam Newton would be better than Tom Brady.
Is it kind of like the 12 Days of Christmas, but Ken Laird style?
Well, let's dive into it.
Are we going to add some production to this? Or are we just going to cold turkey this mother?
We'll figure it out. We'll dive into that next on OMF.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Here is how you usher in the new era. Cameron Jarrell Newton on a one-year contract to handle the pressure of replacing Tom Brady.
Okay.
You bring Newton in, and if he fails, then Stidham comes in and is the hero off the bench.
Because the old saying is, you don't want to be the guy who replaces the guy. You want to be the guy who replaces the guy who replaced the guy.
Correct. Right? Okay. And for Newton, it's a chance to, you know, get out of Ron Rivera's shadow and play with Belichick, who's supposedly great. So why not jump at that chance to win now at age 30, one-year contract? And if it works out, you get a mega deal the next year. I think it's a win-win for both sides.
Supposedly great. What is that?
I was just going to say, there's a lot just there from our good friend Ken Laird in the morning. Bill Belichick, who's supposedly great?
I've heard stories that he's good. You know, I can't confirm it.
Just because, you know, sometimes I question the great Bill Belichick, the hoodie, and I know he knows more than me. Doesn't mean I don't think he's the best coach in the history of football.
I think it's pretty responsible of Ken to just not jump to conclusions like that. He's got to see it.
Supposedly great in the shadow of Ron Rivera. So, listen, there was a lot there. Some there
he's
that
out to prove. I love it. He's out to prove Ron Rivera wrong.
Yeah, like, really?
Yeah, that's my inspiration.
All right, so that was Ken Laird, but this was the article that he wrote, late last night. Posted that thing about
10:03 p.m.
Wow. That's when he woke up to come in here.
12 reasons why Cam Newton would be better than Tom Brady. 12 days of Christmas. Background's nice. So he says, Brady is gone. Pats fans need to move on, just like their ex-QB did in Super Bowl after Super Bowl 53. Add up that need with the recent Cam Newton signing and 2020, you get this. 12 reasons why Cam Newton would be better for this team than Tom Brady. Number one, motivation. He's lost me already.
We've lost you how?
Like, well, I guess where he's going. When I first saw motivation, I thought, well, Jesus, I think Tom's pretty motivated down in Tampa. But was he in New England? Some of these I'm going to agree with. Because we've said this before. Tom Brady, not going to OTAs 2 years in a row, talking about the wife, the letter from Giselle, got to be more of a family man. I can't do it. All of a sudden, he's down in Tampa Bay, and through a pandemic, he's holding team practices in a state of Florida where things are spiking through the roof. Why? Because I do believe that he's more motivated this year to prove people wrong than maybe he was last year for you, New England Patriots.
Yeah, to me, this is a push. They're both equally motivated.
Okay, who's equally more motivated? Okay, Cam Newton this year or Tom Brady last year?
Cam Newton this year.
Than Tom Brady last year.
Last year, yeah.
So that's what he's saying, number one. So I think we might agree with that.
Okay, but that was last year.
Doesn't mean you think Brady was checked out and quit on his team. There's just different. When you're talking about a level of an athlete, like, there's different levels of motivation. Can anybody deny that Tom Brady seems more motivated this year than he did last year?
And how do you know that if he came back for this year, he wouldn't be more motivated than he was last year?
He could be, but he's not.
So, okay, under those circumstances, because I'll play along, under those circumstances, you will get a more motivated quarterback this year than you got last year.
Worried I might agree with
advantage
some of these.
Cam.
I'm kind of worried I might agree with some of these.
To me, this is a push. I mean,
shred him too.
To think that you were, it's the music that kind of changed his attitude.
Well, let me give you number two. All right. Okay, because I agree with number one. The Lamar Jackson effect. Newton was Lamar Jackson before Jackson was. Different, though, right? But anyways, at age 31, Newton won't rack up anywhere close to Jackson's 1,200 yards. But 400-plus yards, five rushing scores would do just fine.
Sure.
Brady cracked 100-yard rushing in 2011. It'd be a completely different dimension. So,
well, listen, it took Brady 20 years to rush for 1,000 yards. Was that the record?
No, the point is that he says with Jackson, guys like Mark Ingram and Gus Edwards combined for 1,700 more yards on the ground.
Sure.
So with Cam Newton drawing his way, and again, he says Sony Michel might be a star yet.
Ooh.
I do believe that Sony Michel might be, I should say, the running back, because I don't know if it's going to be him. Whoever the running back is, and if it's Sony Michel, he might be the biggest benefactor of Cam Newton.
No, I think they all are going to benefit, just because basically you add a running back into the backfield without having to add a blocker because somebody is unblocked. So there was funny. So Cam Newton was, so the during the Super Bowl, Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes ran like a reverse option to the right that he ended up scoring a touchdown on. And I was like, wow, the Patriots are going to steal that play. They're going to steal that play because Cam Newton can run the option. And it's just single back, or sorry, one back, you know, do a little twist thing at the line of scrimmage, ride the side, pitch it or take it in. I mean, that's the Lamar Jackson effect.
So do you agree with that one?
Yeah, these are easy. He made this easy for all of us.
Open up Josh McDaniels' playbook, number three. He says he never fully realized Tim Tebow's dream in Denver. So let's see what he can do here.
Yeah. I think that is, if you've been craving McDonald's for 20 years and finally you're able to eat it, you pick every last thing on the menu. Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, quarter pound of French fry, ice coke, thick shake, sundae, and apple fry. You get everything. You order everything because you haven't had it for 20 years, and everybody else has been able to go there. You see Baltimore running off. You see what they're doing in Tennessee. You see what they can do this in Buffalo. And then he is buddies with Brian Daboll, who is the offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills. Brian Daboll is running the exact same offense, but tweaking it with Josh Allen because Josh Allen can run. It's going to be a whole new world. He's really the whole new world guy.
Yeah, it's going to be open it up. RPOs, different, maybe, I don't know. Like you said, maybe Tim Tebow didn't work. Maybe, hey, I could work it with this guy. How about this one, number four? Willingness to work with young wide receivers. Huh. I didn't think that was an issue. But he says one of the more bizarre Brady developments the last few years was clear unwillingness to deal with young, unproven receivers. And he believes that Cam Newton will be able to bring more out of maybe N'Keal Harry, Jacoby Myers, or the young tight ends. So apparently someone, Ken Laird, believes that Brady didn't work well with young wide receivers.
No, there's only...
Where did he struggle with young receivers?
There's only one person. I don't think he actually read what we were talking about. I just think he just, the first thing that came to his mind, he said without any idea.
You're talking about Glenn or Ken? When Glenn actually stated that Tom Brady has never shown that he struggles with young wide receivers. He actually said that in Boston last week on a radio show.
I was embarrassed for him.
So, I you know what?
I think he's been pretty good over the years.
So far, he's 4-for-4. How about youth and personality?
5-and-6.
5-and-6. Youth and personality. He's every bit the celebrity that Brady is in the football world. It's already beyond apparent that Newton's teammates are giddy that he's on his team. Brady reserved nature and grandfather years, I'm sure, prevented him from understanding his teammates in a way that Cam Newton can.
I would say I'm going to pick this one to disagree with because personality, he had a ton of it.
Yeah, I don't agree with this.
Youth,
one.
I mean,
well, yeah, youth, you can't argue that.
I mean, he's okay. Yeah, younger. He's younger. He's just technically, yeah.
That
you're
wasn't
right.
Hard for Ken to prove. He is younger. Ken, I would agree with you.
That was like a layup one for him.
Number seven, pocket. Critic. Pocket bravery returns.
Ooh, really?
No more chuck and duck. Brady's ability to kill a busted play and avoid mistakes was legendary. He says Cam Newton, by default, will be more willing than Brady to stand in and deliver. He says, to be honest, I'm not sure it's going to make the Pats better, but I know they'll be more fun to watch.
See, here's the thing. You know why Cam's willing to do it as opposed to Brady?
It's like Ben. I mean, they're
huge.
They're
enormous.
They
can withstand it. They can take it. They've been doing it. They don't. No. Brady's smarter than them. So, no, I disagree with this one.
Number eight, the Belichick honeymoon. Basically, what he's saying here is that a 20-year marriage, like the honeymoon's always better, right? Like a 1 year. Like everyone's happy in year one, aren't they?
I would say he just got divorced and he is just Instagramming, Twitter. He is like swiping right. He is going to go nuts. You feast. You gorge yourself on what used to not be available to you because you were restricted. You were engaged. You were married to this guy for 20 years.
Is this like Bill?
Now you're free.
Bill, like, you know, going for the younger woman? Breaking up and going for the younger woman?
This is...
A sexier?
A sexier, younger, louder, completely different.
More fun?
Sure. Well, for the short term, because you're not going to marry Cam Newton.
Yeah.
We all know this is not... He's not the marrying kind right now. He's mm-hmm. too old. He's, you know, you hope you get 1 year out of him, possibly two, but you're really looking for the next one. So, you know, you have a good time. You go on trips. You invite your friends. You do a little, you know, whatever. You swap every now and then, depending on what kind of mood you're into. But for the most part, he's a bridge. He's a bridge to something bigger, yes, better, and for a longer term.
Now, this one I don't agree with. Number nine, it says Newton doesn't want to be the GM. I disagree with this one. Because it says, by the end, Brady wasn't satisfied being a cog in the machine. He wanted to be the machine. When the Antonio Brown experiment failed, Brady was on orchestrating the return of Rob Gronkowski in Tampa as a package deal. He moped about every week to some media members or another that he was just an employee. We get it, Tom. You wanted roster control. I mean, Ken, 20 years, right? I think he's been an employee. The last few years, sure. I mean, who wouldn't? The guy's been there for 17, 18 years. Hey, do I get the... Talk about who I'd like.
Maybe one day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions
I want. I love that clip. It's
so
telling.
What do you think Cam Newton's like? I mean, what quarterback doesn't sit there and say, hey, can we go get this guy? Hey, what are we doing? You know, can we get this guy? Like, if Cam Newton's best wide receiver, best tight end, you know, best running back, all left, you don't think he'd sit there and be like, hey, who are we bringing in? Can we bring in this guy, that guy? I think every quarterback kind of does it. And for 20 years, Tom, for the most part, stayed out of it. He was vocal last year about how maybe he didn't like staying out of it. But I'm not so sure about this one.
It's I would change control with input. Tom, yeah, he wanted roster input, serious roster input, but he did not want to sit there and be in charge and be held accountable for pushing so hard, forcing the Patriots to sign a guy. No, but he also didn't want to be placated. Yeah, good little boy. Hey, you go through over there and throw the pass.
Right.
The big boys are talking over here. We're picking players, okay? We're building a roster. You just go figure out what snap count you want it on.
So apparently now he doesn't like, they says Newton isn't a Brady-level pitch man. Newton is highly marketable, dresses flashy, wears Gatorade towels in his head, has deals with big companies, including Under Armour and Beats, while being extremely popular in social media channels, including one that feature a bizarre text font. Despite that, here's betting he won't do a Netflix cameo for Paul Rudd during a game week to spoof Robert Kraft while emerging from his spa. He probably won't do a Hulu ad during Super Bowl week to steal the spotlight and play with the emotions of Pats fans. Somehow, with Cam Newton, the team has fewer off-field distractions.
He's out of his mind on this one.
Yeah.
He's out of his mind on this. I don't know.
Times.
I mean, he needed to get to 12.
He started so well, too.
He had to get to 12. This is where he jumps off the screen. Yeah, this is 100% filler. I mean, nobody loves himself some Cam more than Cam.
Oh.
And there was a time where he would have showed up to the opening of a toilet bowl if he was paid the right amount of money.
Yeah.
So don't act like he wouldn't do a Hulu ad if somebody decided to pay him $2 million for a Hulu ad during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think he has a couple fillers, like number 11 when he says, Alex Guerrero is gone. Have at him, Moses. That's what he
yeah,
says.
Yeah, the strength coach.
Alex Guerrero is gone. Is that a bad thing? You know, you can question the TB12. You can question all, like, of Alex Guerrero's done in the past. But has Alex Guerrero, in your opinion, helped Patriot players stay on the field?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And for the most
part, even with
part,
all like the controversy and they don't want him around and you know maybe there was one player the Pats weren't happy because you know he lost some strength or muscle, maybe that was Gronk. Even with all that, you would still have to say they probably TB12 and Alex Guerrero helped a lot of guys stay in the field.
The guy had been there since 2001, so for him to be there since 2001 and after you know 19 years, out of those 19 years, one of the years there was a bunch of you know just I guess leaks or comments that were some were true, but a lot of them weren't true because I was told that there wasn't a big deal, and a lot of it was a lot to do about nothing.
And the final one, better stats. He says for Newton to have a better statistical year than Brady had in 2019, here are some key marks that need to be beat: 24 passing touchdowns, 3 rushing scores, 4,091 combined rushing and passing and a 60.8% completion percentage. Passer rating of 88. Mm. One game-winning drive, zero playoff passing touchdowns, and 26.3 points per game with help from defense and special teams.
Yep.
I think he could do that. So, I mean, we got about 12 of these, and I think I agree with probably about 8 or 9 of them.
This one is going to – man, when you look at how bad they were offensively last year, it really kind of – you forget.
Not this year, though. They're going to be historic.
No, they have record-breaking. The chance to be historic. They do. And save this one, too. You know, I've realized that you save all the stuff that – Lou wants you to save
because
none
Lou
of the stuff
barks
that
at me says save this.
I don't know. On the air, I told you to save that the NFL players and NFL owners are going to ask for the NFL players to give back some money and save it when we have this discussion.
What is
here
this?
We are 2 months later having the discussion.
So, will somebody on this offense have 50 touchdowns? No, there won't be one player that. So Brady won't throw 50 touchdowns. What did Moss have touchdowns? It's 20.
26 or 7?
Was it 26 in 07?
Something stupid.
Well, Brady threw 50. So, will Cam Newton throw for 50 touchdowns?
23.
Okay, probably not. But could he account for 40, 45 of his own running and passing? Could he do something like that? I think the stats for Newton are going to be interesting based on how much he contributes. Okay, so in college, they usually, the stat for quarterbacks that they love doing, especially those running quarterbacks, those RPO quarterbacks, is account it for. They usually don't say, hey, he threw 25 touchdowns and rushed for 5. He says account it for. So and then you throw in the next stat, okay, which was ended up being 50% of the offense of success. So that's what I think the offense is going to look like. That's the kind of stats. Think about it. The one thing they had an issue with, they sucked at short yard. They sucked on the goal line. They couldn't score points on the 2 yard line. They couldn't get a touchdown. They'll be 100% inside the 5 yard line when running the football. Yeah. They'll score every time they get inside the 5.
We will save this one. That they
every time they get inside the 5, they will score a touchdown, not kick a field goal
I'm just saying, they'll have a chance to be a record breaking offense for Christian Fulton.
Said it here first. I'm sticking with this, I promise.
Said it here first. All right. OMF, it's just the MFers here. Ordway is off the rest of the week. A lot of football early. When we come back, Jason Tatum actually spoke yesterday as the Celtics are getting ready to go down to Orlando, hang out in a bubble. How successful will this thing even happen? Adam Silver, I think, spoke up about it as well. We'll do a little Celtics and NBA as OMF continues right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.